everyone. This is Through the Moonless Night on Radio Valencia. That was a triple block of Immolation to start off the show. Sort of unintended. I ended up chatting with the prior DJ a bit, so I just let it play. And you know what? Such a good album. That is from Here and After. Some awesome mid-90s, weird, off-sounding death metal from Immolation there. Probably sort of waffle a little bit with it. I mean, I think Close to a World Below is just probably their best. I mean, that's, you know, kind of the consensus, and I think that that makes a lot of sense. I mean, such immense, you know, sound and overwhelming, evil, technical sound. But Here and After definitely kind of set that one up, and you just get a lot of really strange grooves and weird, I guess, unconventional, even by today's standards, like song structures and change ups, and it just has a very queasy, like off sound to it that I don't think a lot of bands can really replicate. So that was Immolation. Today's going to be, I don't know, as I do this show more and more, I find that like the more buttoned up I am going in, it doesn't have a lot of return, to be honest. Like, it's not really, doesn't really turn into a better show. So I can spend 2 hours meticulously planning out the playlist and writing everything down and whatnot, or I can go off of vibes, and the same the same show kind of comes out either way. So I've been moving into more of a you know, pick the albums and just kind of go with it approach, as opposed to picking the songs perfectly beforehand and, you know, doing it that way. So little insight into how I do this, not like you give a shit. This show is going to have a lot of me picking the songs on the fly, but I did choose a lot of the music ahead of time. This is also going to be a purely physical media show. I haven't been feeling super inspired by a lot of like new stuff coming out on digital, and you know, nothing new that's been coming out in the last week or two has really kind of blown me away, so I'm just going off of what I already own. That said, I did just buy the new Rune Boy on CD, which I believe is a compilation of a lot of their, it's sort of a de facto best of Call for the Countryside off of Tour de Garde. So we're going to play some of that. I played some of it like a month or two ago when it first came out, but I'm going to be playing it off of the actual CD now. So this is They Hate You, But You're Free, which, you know what? So true. Here we go. Here's some Rune Boy.
Represent sort of everything they hate, people who are free, people who, you know, want to live differently, people who have different interests, and they want to stop it because they don't want more people joining it, because then they'd have an uproar.
They hate you, 'cause you're free. Thank you.
I'm 16 years old and I'm running away. You might ask what I'm running away from, and I'd find it hard to say. But then something comes in. It tells me something when I'm alone. That thing is complete. Something each day which is the same. Last day. Oh, unforgettable day. So boring, so sad. The next one. Break away from comfort, from the grief, from doing this daily. Why can't you go barefooted after you used to run? You like to wear shoes. I said so. Nature made it so. Nature never made shoes. You have to do this. Each day is the same as the next one. I get bored and I get bored and I want to run. I want to go away. I never want to see them again.
My father to my brother, so cruel, like his was to him, like it was from the start. Old man, you know, he ran from this town, he ran from this place,
to get away,
like it for a friendly face, like a sanctuary.
Try and just persuade you. Don't go nowhere,
don't go nowhere,
don't go nowhere, don't continue your education, don't leave it a job.
Just to hide from the pain, the tears and dried dirt, he fights through the heart. Beyond the hedge on the side of the road, the cemetery.
Bioatrophy, one side double mind, forgetful redrive.